here to sort the fact from the fiction is what we do every day. You're welcome for that. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, January the 29th, 2020. God bless America. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, no black box to be found in the fatal helicopter crash in California that killed nine, including NBA great Kobe Bryant. Weather the likely cause, but we may never know exactly what happened. Number two, the defense has rested in the impeachment case before the United States Senate in the matter of Donald John Trump, 45th president of the United States. Friday could be all the marble. 2 days of question and answers, and then Friday, witness votes. We'll see where that goes. Right now, Mitch doesn't have the votes. We'll talk about it. And number one, throughout the whole investigation by Bob Mueller, and now the impeachment investigation and prosecution by the House, President Trump has continued to focus on important issues other than impeachment and the ongoing investigations. For example, Middle East peace, and he unveiled it yesterday. Defying gravity, really, the president turned a deaf ear to the ongoing impeachment trial in the United States Senate to focus on bigger and more important goals, this time unswayed by the constant chorus of negative attacks from Democrats and their media friends. Trump has unveiled a plan to create a new nation of Palestine and bring peace to the Middle East once and for all. With Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at his side, Trump triumphantly told the packed room that he will proudly support both Israel and Palestine as sovereign and independent nations. As you could expect, the Palestinians rejected the proposal immediately. Without reading the 80 pages, they rejected it immediately. But I was curious, you know, what to hear from members of Congress like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. I'm sure they rejected it out of hand as well. But it's a good place to start a conversation and a good place for us to be. And it's telling that this president continues to work on big things, not little things, big things. While the impeachment noise is going on, he's still doing what he was elected to do, try to tackle big problems. Is it going to work? Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. But it's an effort to bring peace to the Middle East and stability to the region. Saudi Arabia immediately got on board, said, yes, we support this plan. So we'll see where it goes. I want to give you a taste of what it was like there in the East Room. President Trump taking the big plunge to bring the two-state solution for Israel and the Palestinians. It's bite number four with the president. Bite four. Go.
In the past, even the most well-intentioned plans were light on factual details and heavy on conceptual frameworks. By contrast, our plan is 80 pages and is the most detailed proposal ever put forward by far. As I have seen throughout my long career as a deal maker, complex problems require nuanced, fact-based remedies. That is why our proposal provides precise technical solutions to make Israelis, Palestinians, and the region safer and much more prosperous. My vision presents a win-win opportunity for both sides, a realistic two-state solution that resolves the risk of Palestinian statehood to Israel's security. Today, Israel has taken a giant step toward peace.
All right, a giant step towards peace. And Benjamin Netanyahu, as I mentioned, was there with the president yesterday. But the president also spoke with his challenger, because as you know, Benjamin Netanyahu is in the middle of an ongoing election effort. Bernie Gantz, General Gantz, is his opponent, and still no outcome in that election. Weeks and months later, might go to the polls again, you just never know. But Benjamin Netanyahu praising the president after the announcement of the two-state solution. It's bite number five with Bibi. Bite five, go.
Frankly, Mr. President, given all that you have already done for Israel, I'm not surprised. You have been the greatest friend that Israel has ever had in the White House. Frankly, though we've had some great, outstanding friends in these halls, it's not even close.
And there you go. So a peace plan put forth. And now I've watched this my entire life. I remember sitting and watching the Camp David Accords with Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat and President Jimmy Carter trying to broker peace in 1979. We didn't gain much then, and we haven't gained much since. And it goes on and on and on, does the conflict in the Middle East. So I give the president credit for trying to find a solution. Again, will it go anywhere? It's hard to say. The Palestinians say no right out of the gate, but I think the president is banking on the possibility that other Arab states like Saudi Arabia weighing in and saying we support this idea may help convince the Palestinians that the time for peace is now, the time for something new is now, the time to end the bloodshed and the war and the back and forth and the tit for tat. Maybe it's now. Maybe it's time to step forward. And again, I look at the ability of this president to compartmentalize the issues at hand. Obviously, what's going on at the United States Senate is a huge distraction, not only to him, but to the nation. The outcome so far does not seem to be in doubt. It seems that the president will be acquitted. And by the time you head for November, no matter whether it lasts a month or 2 months, it'll be long gone. Unless, of course, the Democrats continue with more investigations, which I think would further infuriate the country. I mean, look at it. Did you see it last night? Wildwood, New Jersey. Wildwood, New Jersey. The president has a rally in bright blue New Jersey yesterday, in southern New Jersey there. Tens of thousands of people turned out. 175,000 people tried to get tickets. This is in a state where Donald Trump isn't given a chance at all. But it shows that the support for the president goes far beyond the swing states. It goes far beyond the southern states. It goes far beyond his base. The support for this president goes across the country. We're going to get to some of that in a little bit here, but in Wildwood, New Jersey, it was a wild night with a theme of promises made and promises kept. And the president addressing that crowd on the same day that his defense wrapped up in the impeachment trial, which, by the way, I give credit to Cipollone and the defense team. Instead of droning on for 24 hours, which they had the opportunity to do and the Democrats did, they wrapped it up in about 14, used about half the time allotted, said, we're done. There was nothing that occurred here that was an impeachable event. There's nothing here that would force the need to start calling witnesses and creating a long-term, weeks-long effort in impeachment, because this would take weeks. Friday, all the marbles are coming on Friday, I'm telling you, because that's when the vote's going to come. The big headline yesterday, the Republicans don't have the votes to block witnesses. Well, the underside of that they forgot to tell you yesterday, Democrats don't have the votes to force witnesses either. Right now, it's up in the air. You need at least four votes to turn for witnesses to come. Is that going to happen? We don't know. We'll talk about it after the break right here on the Steve Gruber Show. When you're young, losing money on Wall Street is a relatively minor setback because you still have plenty of time to recover. But when you get to be our age, it's a different story. We don't have the luxury of time, and a bear market now can do some real damage to your hopes for a comfortable retirement. Hey, it's Steve Gruber. Bruce Van Hull and Michael Douglas understand that. And that's why they like to design a portfolio that provides you with income, no matter what the market is doing, without sacrificing potential for growth. Don't let Wall Street dictate how you live your retirement. Talk to Bruce and Michael today about how to protect what you've worked so hard to build. Call 517-323-7526 and schedule a portfolio review today. That's 517-323-7526 or get online at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. MyLifePlanFinancial.com.
Steve Gruber was compensated for this ad. Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Michigan.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.